the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
This is such a Rachel adventure. Rachel, you know what it is, right?
I do. And honestly,
I'm not wrong.
You're not, because I would 100% go to this or at least participate in it with my cat.
You'd travel for this.
I would.
This is apparently a regular thing that was shut down by COVID last year.
They still did it virtually, however boring that sounds. They got people to do that.
Seems actually more convenient.
Yeah. It would be more convenient.
Cat tour of Minneapolis.
We love our cats in this state. The Twin Cities home to a cat cafe, a cat video festival. Tonight, another feline favorite returned to a South Minneapolis neighborhood.
The Wedge Cat Tour is believed to be the only one of its kind.
Hard to believe. Fox 9's Maury Glover.
Hard to believe. That dude that could barely get that out without laughing.
It's like, hard to believe.
There were a lot of people on this tour.
Yeah. Hundreds.
And that's crazy, because they're just looking at cats in the windows of houses.
Well, and they get to make signs that say "Show us your cats," and they get into it.
It doesn't surprise me. People are so starved for anything to do.
That's true. That's a good point.
Year, they're like, whatever.
But they were doing this before that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that's the crazy thing. That was when people were supposedly not bored.
When he was first saying, like, "We love our cats here," I just thought, okay, sure. And then he started listed a couple of the things that are there, and that Minneapolis or Minnesota might be a cat state that we never...
Maybe. I don't know. There's a cat cafe here.
There is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Wow.
There's a cat film festival?
I don't think there's a cat film festival. Did he say that one?
He said cat film festival, cat cafe, and now the cat tour. Wow. Well, they're trying to take the lead, no less, if they don't already own it.
Mm-hmm. Return to a South Minneapolis neighborhood.
The Wedge Cat Tour is believed to be the only one of its kind.
Where no one can have children or would be asked to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind.
Hard to believe. Fox 9's Maury Glover was there for this evening's show.
It's a street filled with dead ovaries and litter boxes.
I'm a cat lover. So I love cats, and I'm like, we gotta go check this out.
They say every dog has its day.
Well, he likes cats, and I told him where I was going, and he asked if he could come too.
Wow, I am shocked that they found someone who sounds like this at a cat thing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I said, well, you have to come, and that's Big Boy.
They were gonna get going.
But in the Wedge neighborhood,
it's a ginger.
Cats get one too.
I came all the way back to the city to see kitty cats.
About where else can you see them?
Wow, virtually nowhere. Number of crazy cat people that are in this neighborhood.
Can I just point out the still frame that you're on right now, Steve, where you stopped it, so fancy idiots can see this. It's a crowd in the street. There are three men in this picture who all look like four now that look like they're related. There's a man next to the guy in the green hat. He's the man in the blue shirt.
Yeah.
That guy, yes, that you're hovering over, the man immediately next to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and then go to the right, the guy who's kind of in that purpley shirt.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And then all the way hard left.
Oh, over here.
Oh, yeah. Are they quadruplets?
I don't know. Apparently, this attracts
alike.
Yeah, like women who. Well, you can picture the women, the types of cat people, but also bearded hipster boys.
There must just be a cat look for every generation, and that's young man cat lover look.
Yeah, they're very dainty glasses that they're wearing, and they're all in some shade of blue.
Yeah,
bluish purple.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do last night? Me and all my brothers went on a catwalk.
We're cat family.
About 300 people turned out for the 5th annual Wedge Cat Tour, where they walked about a mile and a half to check out about 36 felines in windows, porches, and front yards. After last year's tour moved online only because of the pandemic.
Well, it's good to get back out there walking around the neighborhood looking at cats after last year's tour.
The Wedge Cat Tour organizer is...
What?
A man who, I mean, doesn't look like he would organize a cat tour.
Yeah, he doesn't look like those other guys who had buns and beards.
No.
What is Wedge? Is Wedge the neighborhood?
I assume so, yeah.
Last year's tour was virtual, so we didn't have a big turnout, but it's good to get back out there.
Organizer John Edwards says he started it to make fun of historic home tours in the neighborhood, but the event turned out to have 9 lives.
People love cats. It's a wholesome event. It's fun. It gets you out into a beautiful neighborhood to walk
practices
around.
Practices tantric animal sex. that's the type of sound he has. Not real,
allegedly. A beautiful neighborhood to walk around and appreciate the buildings. So, I mean, it has all those things going for it.
She's darling. She's gorgeous.
He started it as a joke, and all these idiots showed up, and now he's got an event.
Now he's got to do it.
For some, it's the perfect opportunity to see their furry friends take center stage.
You get to be around other cat people. They should have more cat things here.
I think that's a great cat, and I like its haircut.
Its haircut?
Yeah. What a big boy.
But for others, the tour is the cat's meow.
Cats just have long hair and short hair, don't they? Yeah. Well, I guess this one's got both.
That one does have a haircut, yeah.
He does have a haircut. You're right.
Great. Thanks for making that cat's life miserable.
And it's not even one of those cats that looks like a lion that you could shave it that way, and it would look. It just looks like someone did a bad job with this cat.
It looks like your ugly chihuahua's wearing a cat Halloween mask.
It does, right?
Well, it looks like it was in the middle of a haircut, like 1 minute ago, and the cat ran out
the
door.
Cat tour's coming! Yeah. Come on, Jan, get it out.
That's it. I'm not looking for much. Just a nice night to walk around and look at cats and nice houses.
It's like Rachel just said
that. Maury Glover, Fox 9.
I'm not looking for much.
No, I mean, literally not looking for much. I just want to go
look. Is that your Tinder profile thing?
Dating profile. Exactly.
You want to go and you want to look at cool houses that are in a nice old neighborhood. You get to walk around with a bunch of just old people who enjoy cats, and you get to look at cats.
Yeah, it's a dream.
I don't understand what's so wrong about it.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Wrong.
It's just funny because all of those people were exactly what we thought they would be.
Well, every dog event, every person that's at one of those is exactly who I think they're going to be.
What is a person who's at a dog event?
It's always a sporty bro dude wearing some Chacos.
Yeah,
sounds right, actually.
It's just the same. We get dog events everywhere.
There might be.
Why not have more cat events like this? I think it's only fair.
Cats don't travel well.
They don't, but I feel like in this instance where you get to go visit the cats and tour a cool neighborhood, why not? I mean, it's fun to make fun of it, but cat people don't have that many events to go to.
That is a cat thing.
Yeah.
Come to us. Come look at me at a window. Here's my butt.
Dogs will travel.
Don't want to be healthy and move too much like a dog person.
Dog people have their things to do. Cat people have cat people things to do, you know? It's different.
It is different.
I can almost guarantee that one of the cats they saw in the window just got done eating the owner who died last year.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's part of the tour. You get to guess which cats just ate their owner. Mm-hmm. It's a raffle.
Yeah, which ones that look?
That sounds like something special.
Mm-hmm.
If you get it right, do you get the house?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Coming together.
Whatever used to be the most elaborate garden, but now is dead, that's the dead owner house.
Yep. Totally. Oh, vines are growing now.
This text, people pay hundreds of dollars for beer festivals, but cats is where you draw the line. People like things. Leave them alone.
We're fine with people liking things. We will make fun of anything.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean we don't like those people.
I don't want to go stand at a pen to do a beer festival either.
But you can't drink cats. At least you get something at a beer festival. They give you like a bag of tokens and you get to try things.
Right? That does seem pretty appealing, actually. Of the two, am I more likely to go to? Definitely beer fest.
As long as it's not one that we're throwing in the middle of summer in a swamp, which was the case for a couple of years.
Yes. How can it be so hot and the ground be so wet at the same time?
That's amazing.
It really is. It's like an eighth wonder here.
Could you just since this is in a fence, couldn't we move the fence under those trees?
Yeah.
Or did we have to have it on the surface of the sun? We did. Okay, got it.
You had to.
The fence should be up to keep us out of this area, not to keep us in it.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.